Be'ezus Hashem, Parshas Acharei Mois Kedoshim, Tovshin Pei. Lama Nismucha Misas Shnei B'nei Aaron, the Parshas Yom Kippur. Acharei Mois Shnei B'nei Aaron, and then it says the Parshas of Yom Kippur, Lulamedcha, says the Psikta Shemisas Sadikim Mechaperes Kemo Yom Kippur. There's a medrash that says that B'shas P'tiros Yishal Rabbeinu HaKadosh Nofal Piskom in Shemaya, and it said on the Petek, Kol mi shebehoye ba'ashkafta de be'rebi mezuman l'chayelam haba. Anyone that was zoicha to be by Rabbeinu HaKadosh is levaya, automatically free ticket, mezuman l'chayelam haba. So the Achronim explain, what's the inyan bezunder by Rabbeinu HaKadosh that this petek fell down and said that whoever was by his levaya, ba'ashkafta de be'rebi is zoicha to elam haba. So the pshat is, it's Rebbe l'shitasim. We know the Gemara in Yuma says there's a machloikis. Whether Yom Kippur is only mechaper, al yedei tshuva, or Itzumoy Shel Yoyim is Mechaper. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is the one that holds Itzumoy Shel Yoyim is Mechaper. And since there's a psikta that's mashve between Kaporas Yom Kippur and Kaporas Misa Sadikim, so Azoy, Bederaklal, this that you have a Kapor of Misa Sadikim is only with Tshuva. But Rabbeinu HaKadosh L'shitosli, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Afilu be Itzumoy Shel Yoyim without the Tshuva. So the same thing, Ashkafte the Rabbi, the Itzumoy of his Levaya is Mechaper even without Tshuva. The parsha starts when it talks about Yom Kippur. Bezois Yovi Aaron al Hakodesh. It's Yadua. The Goyin talks about this. There's Makaris in the Medrash that Bezois Yovi Aaron al Hakodesh. Besides on Yom Kippur, whenever Aaron would want, if he would go and do Keseder Hazeh, he would do the Avoida of what it says in Parshas Acharei Mois. The Seder that allows you to go in and be Makdir and Makriv in the Kodesh Kadoshim, not only on Yom Kippur. There's a Shail in the Achroinim. Is this only referring to Aaron Hakoyin specifically, or to any Kohen Gadol? The Meshech Chochma says it's specifically talking about Aaron, but for a specific reason. He brings based on the Sephorna that says the Indian is Bezoisi of Aaron al Kodesh when there's an Anani Kovid, Ki Ba'onan Hashem, Eiro ala Kapoiris. And in the times of the Arboim Shona the Midbar, the Anani Kovid represent that Bechina. So it was Keseda the Bechina of Yom Kippur that you were able to go in. There's a beautiful stickle from the Stipler. He says, based on this concept that the Kohen Gadol could do the Avoid even not on Yom Kippur, to answer up Akasha of the Shagas Aryeh. It goes like this. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel says, Chiser achas mikol samoneh chayiv misa. If the Kohen Gadol goes in with the Ketoiris, missing one of the samonim, he's chayiv misa. In fact, the Gemara Avada, if he's missing one of the samonim, so he's chayiv misa anyways because of Bir Reikonis. What do you have to say that he's chayiv because of the samonim, that he was chosar one of the samonim? Hayois, he didn't bring in the samonim kedin, so he's doing a Bir Reikonis and you chayiv misa for Bir Reikonis. So the Gemara says maybe he was shaking on the Bir Reikonis and hazed on the Ketoiris. Another teretz is it was hazed bezu. Now the pshat is he brought two sets of Ketoiris, a Shlema and a Choser. So as Bia Reikonis, it's not Bia Reikonis, because he taker brought on a Ketoiris Shlema. But Vibalti also brought on another set that was Choser, he's Chayiv. The Shail is Frekta Shagas Aryeh, he's Chayiv anyways, because he did Havara. He made a fire on Yom Kippur, and he should be Chayiv Misa for doing the Isser Havara, he's Chayiv Chorus. So the Stipler says, based on the shtickle, maybe we're not talking about Yom Kippur, maybe we're talking about a regular din stick, we're talking about during the week. It wasn't Yom Kippur. But as Bir Reikonis, and as Chisar Achaz M'chos HaManeh, attack would be a problem. A chelik of the Seder Avoid was Avada the Shnei Seirim, Echad LaShem and Echad LaZozel. There's a very famous Ibn Ezra, Afan Artem here in Ibn Ezra, he says, Azozel, he says, if you could understand the word Azozel, after the word Azozel, you'll understand the Soid, and this Soid is the Soid of Shmoy, and you'll understand it when you're 33. So what he means is, the Soid of Achar Shmoy is that if you take the letters Azozel, the letters preceding Azazel, the Ayin, the letter preceding it is a Samach, Zayin is a Vav, Aleph is Tof, going backwards, Zayin is a Vav, Lamed is a Chof, Sukkos. The Azazel hidden behind the Azazel is Sukkos, and that's the pshat, that after you send the Sar Lashem, the Yaakov Nosa Sukkos, he gave a present to Esav, and then he is Nosa to Sukkos. The letters behind Azazel, hidden behind it, is Sukkos. But what does the Ebenezer mean, 33? There's a big tumult. What does he mean? Some say he's referring to Bilam, who died at the age of 33, and he was a Talmud of Azoel, Uzav Azoel. Another pshat is that it's referring to Yaakov Avinu, who had exactly 33 children from Bnei Leah. It says Bnei Leah 33, there was really 32. Yaakov is the 33rd one. He's the one that sent the Doiroin to Esav. And there are various other pshatim, what the Ibn Ezra refers to what he says, 33. Becholif in the chelik of the Seder Avoid of Yom Kippur includes that v'chiper ba'adu v'ad beisiv v'ad kol kal Yisrael. There's a minig that we have on Erev Yom Kippur. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's to do kaporis. Emes the Mechaber says not to, and the Ramos says that is our minig. There's makaris for it. It's very interesting. There's a Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Pe'alef. he brings Rashi a tshuvas ha-ga'oinim that there was a minig. It's interesting, listen to this Rashi, because he puts together the minig of tashlich and kaparas tazam in one grace azach. He says there was a minig to take kapas tomorrow and 20 days before Rosh Hashanah to plant some seeds and connect every single member of the family. And on erev Rosh Hashanah, you would take this thing that grew, you would be mesavav it around your head 7 times and then throw it into the nahar. So that's like a mix of kaparas and tashlich. But the Mat Ephraim brings that when you do kaparis, if you're doing kaparis for somebody else, you know, families do it, the father does it for everyone, first do the kapara for yourself. You know, take the airplane, they say also put the seatbelt first on yourself. The Mat Ephraim says first be mekam zakai and then do the kapara for the rest of the family. He says it's mduyik in the pasuk here. V'chiper ba'adoi uva'ad beisoi. So you should do it like that. You know, we know that a pregnant woman, that's the minute gets brought out under the mud, does a double kapara because also for the child. But a cute story from Rav Meir Shapiro, who was famous for his gevaldike yecholus for collecting money for the yeshiva, for Yachel, yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. There's once a story where he met a certain gvir and he had a reshem on him, but the maisa was that this gvir didn't want to really help him out. He sat with him for a long time and it didn't work. So this gvir, he told, Rav Meir Shapiro told him, he says, do I look to you like a pregnant woman? So he says, what do you mean? He says, I'll tell you the truth. Sometimes I speak with someone and he's not really mechabed me, but he gives me money. And I say, okay, I can pour on the covet. At least he gave me the money for the yeshiva. Sometimes, fakert, I have a person, he brings me in, he's mamash mechabed, and it's a whole thing. In the end, in tachlis, he doesn't give that much. So I say, kapara the gelt, but he was mechabed me. But here, I'm sitting with you, you're not being mechabed me, not the gelt, it's a double kapara. Who's a double kapara? A pregnant lady is a double, a top of the kapara. Take that kapara. The parasha continues that a chelik, a central avodah of the Yom Kippur, was the ketoris v'nosan ha-sekteris al-eish lefnei Hashem. The Mishnah says in Yumadaf Yitches, mashbi'in ha-sakoyin godol, that he shouldn't do like the minig of the tzedukim. The tzedukim held that you're supposed to first, the seder advarim is not to go in and any royal like a pirus, but to prepare it before. So the shaila is, when the tzeduki is making the shavua that he's going to do it the right way, L'chayra, it's nishbel avat l'samitzvah. They hold be'emes that it's the other way. So he's nishbel, the shvua is not chal. How are you forcing him in to do it the correct way by making a shvua? He holds that the correct way is the other way, so it's nishbel avat l'samitzvah. So interesting, Chuvas Chasam Sofer on this kasha says the idea that a shvua levat l'samitzvah is not chal is also not a mefurash pasuk. It's also only from Torah Shabbat Peh. The Tzeduki doesn't hold of that either. Or another pshat is that even if you make a shvua levat la samitzvah, it's still a shvua shav. He doesn't want to make a shvua shav, the tzeduki. The pasuk says, v'chol adam lo yieh ba'oyel moyed. V'voy l'chaper, the Yerushalmi in Yuma, and it's also a medesh rabin v'yikra, v'chol adam lo yieh ba'oyel moyed, afilu oizem shenemer aleim udmus p'neyem p'neya adam. Meaning, v'chol adam, no one can be there, not even a malach. Not even a malach. V'chol adam, afilu the ones that it says on them, d'mus p'neyem p'nei adam, not even a malach could be there when the Kohen Gadol is going in. Adka dekach, the Yerushalmi asks, so how could the Kohen Gadol himself go in? V'chol adam la'yeh, how could the Kohen Gadol go in? So it's not clear what the Yerushalmi answers, that the pun of kilapidim, it's not clear that the Kohen Gadol is like a b'chinah b'fnei atzmai. But there's a pella that the Achronim asked, the Rishonim asked him ask already, from the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara says, Maitzi b'tzeduki echa, that he was matkin mi'b'chutz v'hichnis mi'b'hichnis, because he wanted to do it like the derech tzedukim, and b'yitziyasi, he was sameach simcha gedoyla. And it came a malach and was killed him, and it was Taylom came out from Choytmoy, right? Because he stuck his nose in the wrong place where he shouldn't have done it. That's what Rashi says. That's why it was Taylom Yatzu Mechoytmoy. But the Pella is the Rishonim ask, Taisi Shonim the Ritva. How could this malach be choyvet al roishoy? The chol adam lo yiyah b'almoyed, even the malach. Maybe after he came out. A similar kasha that they ask is from a different Gemara. Gemara Yumadaf Lamed Tes. The Gemara says that Arboyim Shono Shimeish Shimon Atzadik. And he says, B'shon Achroina, he says, I know this year I'm going to die because every year comes to me a malach b'dmus, a zokin echad, that's loivesh levonim, and this year he was loivesh chayrim, and he didn't walk out with me, so I understand it's a message that this is my last year. Frek the Yerushalmi, frek the Rishonim, v'chol adam lo yieh b'yomoyed, even a malach not. So it's unclear what the Yerushalmi answers, but it's mashpa that it wasn't a malach, it was like a d'mus that represents the Rebbein Shleim Alein. You have to know what that means, but it was not a stirut of v'chol adam lo yieh. There's a very interesting pshat in this Fasemis. This Fasemis gives a different teretz to this kashi. He says, we know the Kohen Gadol went in twice. First he went in with the big deal, big deal, big deal, big deal, big deal, big deal. The first time was to do all the avoidas, b'voy l'chaper, the ktoiris and the dam. The second time when he went in, is like, it's all skafu machta. That's not l'chaper. then there's no tnai of a chaladim liyeh ba'al moed. The chaladim liyeh ba'al moed is only the chaladim liyeh ba'al moed b'voyeh lechaper. When the malach came to him, the dmus malach was the second time when he went in, only for itzos kafamachta, that's not called b'voyeh lechaper. The pasuk says, ki ba'yoy mazeh yechaper aleichem lefnei Hashem titaru. Reb David Feinstein, in his sefer, he has a lot of gematrias over there, but he says, yechaper is 310, that's the shayer lomas. Titaru is 620, which is already double that. Meaning, on Yom Kippur, you have the tikkun, it gets in a tuple oifen. The Paradis Yosef brings a medrash plia, talking about Yom Kippur. The medrash's lashon is like this. It says, Omr malach yishoros lakadosh baruch hu. Eimus ha Yom Kippur. Heishalom hakadosh baruch hu. Ani v'atem neilich lebezdin shalmata. What was the kasha? What was the teretz? Matai Yom Kippur. He says, Ani v'atem neilich lebezdin shalmata. So the Paradis Yosef brings a very interesting pshat. He says, we know that there's a rule of lo yadu roish. Rosh Hashanah can't be aleph, dalet, and vav. Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Lo yadu roish. Everyone knows. But on the other hand, the pshat of this medrash is that there's a svara to say that on the days that Bezdin is open on Monday and Thursday. There's a svara that when Bezdin is open on Monday and Thursday, you shouldn't have the Eim Adin. That's when Bezdin Lamata. Bezdin Shalmala should be open on a separate day. So that's what the Malacham asking. It says, Masay Yom Kippur. I'll make the Cheshbon. If Rosh Hashanah could be Sunday, no, lo yadu roish. Monday, no, because Monday Bezdin Shalmata is open. Tuesday, well, if Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday, Yom Kippur is Thursday. Thursday, Bezdin Shalmata is open. Wednesday, Dalid, lo yadu roish. Thursday, Rosh Hashanah should be Thursday, Bezdin Shalmata is open. Friday, lo yadu roish. Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah should be Shabbos, but then Yom Kippur is Monday, Bezdin Shalmata is open. So there's no days. Eimus Yom Kippur asks the Medrash. Asks the Malach Yashoros in the Medrash to Hashem. Enfet Rabbanish Loelim, you're right, lo yadu roish. The other days don't work out because then Bezdin Shalmata is open. Ani v'ato neilich lebezdin shalmata. It's not a problem. Yom Kippur could be even in a day that it's Bezdin Shalmata. There's a big sugya in Eirachayim, Siman Tavresh Chav Dalet, there's a Yerushalmi, it's a big noise about this, whether you do Sveikah the Yoyma and Yom Kippur, rather we don't, but there's a whole nidin about why on the other Yom Tov we have Sveikah the Yoyma, and why Yom Kippur maybe we don't have Sveikah the Yoyma. Later on you have the Parsha of the Arayis, we land on Yom Kippur, but it says over here, V'chai Bohem, the Pasuk, Perek Yitches Pasuk Hei, V'chai Bohem. So the Kotzka says, V'chai Bohem, a person has to do mitzvahs with chias. So Hasema says different. He says v'chai behem. A person lives through the mitzvahs because we know the ramach evorim of a person is connected to ramach mitzvahs. So it's poshet kipshute v'chai behem. Chai in rosh evorim shalom. A person's evorim gets chias from the kiyum hamitzvahs. All the different arayas. One of them is it says v'chol behemel leisita in shchavtcha letamava v'ishal leisamad ofnei behemel leriva tevel hu tevel. So in the Ibn Ezra, he tells, there's the word tevel and the word tevel. You know, we have the pasuk Lashem ha'aretz u'malayah, tevel v'yoyishviva. The difference is tevel v'yoyishviva is with a tzeirei, with two tzeireis, tevel. Over here it's tevel with two segals. So there's a remez nifla from a pasuk in Mishlei, Meir de Kazach, the Mishlei in Perik Vav, pasuk tezayin, the pasuk says, and remember that when tevel with a tzeirei, it means there's four dots, four nekudas. Tevel. Tevel has six nekudas because there's segels. Each one is three. Listen to a pasuk in Mishlei. Arbaheim ketanei eretz shein shinei soinei Hashem. Arba, when the word tevel is spelled with tevel, with four nekudas only, that's ketanei eretz. That's Hashem ha'aretz u'maloya tevel v'yoshviva. The pasuk continues, shein shinei soinei Hashem. But when there's six, that's tevel, that tevel with a tough. Tevel hu, that's when it's already a dover of soni, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishka Behemah. We also have parshas kedoshim, the parshas moli v'godosh muslal on a few of the different sugyas. Loi signoivu. We know that Loi Signoiv over here is referring to Gnevas Mammon. And on the Aseres Adibris, Loi Signoiv is referring to Gnevas Nefashas. What does it mean, Loi Signoivu? Why is it Lashon Rabim? So there's one shot because the Mahafla says, because the Gemara in Bab Metzia, you can have Shut from Shigonvu. There's no din of Shut from Shigonvu by going of Nefesh. Another shot is that by a Gneva, one person does a Gneva, but other people keep quiet and Shtel Tzu or don't make a Mecha. That's also, they're part of it. They're part of it. Loi Signoivu. There's a interesting story with the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim once saw that a Kozak, it was a Yid, but it was a Ganav Hazah. He saw him stealing from his house. He started screaming at him, Mochaloch, Mochaloch. They asked him, what's the deal? He says, well, he's stealing it anyways. I might as well be Moichalim. He says, why are you Moichalim? He says, because if not, in Dinei Shemayim, they're going to take him to a Din Torah in Shemayim. I'm going to have to come there also as the Baldin. Now I'm going to win the Din Torah. He stole from me. Oh, but a Kozak, I have to deal with him in Shemayim and a Din. I'm Moichalim already. He says, okay, but what do you have to let him know? Be Meichel quietly. What do you have to let him know, you Meichel? He says, I don't want it to even be a beginner of Niskav and Lechel Basar Chazir. The Emes says, the story continues. They Taka ran after this Cossack. They found him. He begged them, don't tell my commander. You hear? He's not scared of the Beshefer, but he was scared of the Mefakeh, the Musar Haskel. He was pachad from his commander in the army that he's not allowed to do what he did. Another Maisa with the Chavetz Chaim, beautiful story. He once saw a Balagola, an Egloin, that stole a little bit for the horse. He went by a field where there was some of the traveling by. He took some mispoy, some oichel for the sus. He gave to the sus. And the Chofetz Chaim said, what are you doing? So he says, the ferret is tired. I got him a little bit. He says, yeah, but whose is it? So the Eglin started saying, and it's in Yiddish, but he started using all kind of slangy words. It didn't say Gneva. He says, ich hab zugelachend, ungemost, zugepasst, untergefiddelt. So the Chofetz Chaim tells him, maybe say the shame I'm a feirish. Say, ganavti! What are you looking for? All kind of words. He says, there's a beautiful remez, b'derech drush. The pasuk says, loy signoivu, v'loy sishavu b'shmi l'ashoker. We know a person's nishba b'shem, the Gemara says in Shavuos, there's the shame I'm a feirish, yud kei vav kei, and then there's all the kinuyim. And we know, loy sishavu b'shmi l'ashoker, we're marba all the kinuyim. Not only ma'am Hashem, Hashem, but who are then Tzvokos, Kale, all the other names also. So there's a hekesh. Loisig noivu, the loisi shavu b'shmil hasheker, says the Chofetz Chaim. The same as loisi shavu b'shmil hasheker doesn't just mean the shame I'm a feirish. The rabbis call hakinuyim. So by Geneva also, it doesn't help if you say, I didn't steal, I didn't ganef, it's sugepasset, untergefiddlet, untergemostet. It's gezokt, it's Geneva taka. Mavel al arayim. We know this common inyonim in the inyon of lifnei iver. Kipshutoi, it means not to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. It also means not to give someone a bad eitzah. Well, avada, a stumbling block in front of a blind person is not a good eitzah. But bechlal, to give a person eitzah in a kivun of something. But also to be machshel someone in a vera, this common rise from the Gemara. That's also a bad eitzah. But to be machshel someone in a chet. But it's interesting, Zach, because it looks like it's a machlekes rishonim on one hand in the Sefer Achinuch, and other rishonim it's meduyik, that the isra of lifnei iver is only to another yid, not to a goy. And it's a pella. It's a pella, Gemara mefureshes, Pesachim chav beis, avoy dezor davov. Lo yoyshit odom kois yayim lenozir ve'evr menachai lebenoyach. There's lifnei iver to give evr menachai to a benoyach. How could you tell me that lifnei iver is only to a yid? So, in the Achroinim, this raid, Rabbi Chonan, Rabbi Chaim Ezer, others, they talk about this raid, that maybe there's a chilek in the isoidi between the lifnei iver of giving an eitzarah, where that lifnei iver is tak only to a yid, and the lifnei iver of being machshel b'chet. Because the lifnei iver of being machshel b'chet, it's not just, it's that also, but it's not just a bad eitzah. It's shtelling tzut the chet, it's being mar b'chet ba'olam. You get a shaykhis to that chet, you meschaber to the chet, you caused and helped out the other person to chet. That concept, it's the Seis will even say it, the Taich is, the ben adam l'chavei roi dike aspect of lifnei iver can't turn along to a yid. But the inyan of machshel b'chet, that's even by a goy, l'maisi you mar b'chet in the olam. Based on this, I saw interesting chiddush, meshver zechor in l'vracha. In the Ritva in Yevamos Daf Pei Dalet, he says interesting word. The Ritva over there says the Rishonim are handling that you don't get malchus by lifnei iver. So the Chinuch says it's because lav shein by ma'isa neshpashut. The Ritva says in Yevamos Pei Dalet the reason why there's no malchus on lifnei iver because it's a lav shebechlolus. Lav shebechlolus. What's the title? It's lav shebechlolus. So some say it's called lav shebechlolus, like we said already, because lifnei iver includes kama aspects, literally putting a stumbling block in front of an iver and giving a bad eitzah. And being machshel b'chet, so it's so many different facets. Beprat and machshel b'chet is a ben adam l'chaver, is a ben adam l'mokim, different facets. But the Shver, he said over there in Ois number 43 in the Hagois and the Ritva and Yevamos Pei Dalet, he says different types. He says, what does the Ritva mean that lifnei iver is a lafshe b'chlolus? There are 613 categories to lifnei iver, because lifnei iver of Shabbos is Shabbos, and lifnei iver of avodah zarah is avodah zarah, lifnei iver of gezel is gezel, of evir menachai is evir menachai. Every avera, the lifnei iver stel sichzu to the avera of that sniff of avera. That's what the Ritva Efshe means. That lifnei iver is a lav shebechlolus. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Beis, brings a story. Rav Huna was ripping Shirai, Ba'an Pei Rabbe Bre. He wanted to test him. Omer Ezel Ichzi Rosach Eli Rosach. I'm going to test to see if he's angry. In fact, the Gemara, V'dilma Rosach, V'ka'over Aleph Ne'iver, Lo Sitin Mishal. Maybe he's going to get angry, and then you're going to be Machshalim with Ne'iver in Kibbut Av. And for the Gemara, he was Meichel on his Kovet. In fact, the Gemara, yeah, but he's still doing Bal Tashchis. So the Gemara, he did it on the seams. In fact, the Gemara, maybe that's why he didn't get angry, he didn't notice. Rabbi Saul Salanta took out from here, Amorit Gazach. What about lifnei iver on midos? First, the Gemara's kash was that this lifnei iver that you're causing maybe your son to be machshalim, to be nichshalim kibirav. So the Gemara said he was meichel on his kavod. But what about the midos? The ashchos and midos, lifnei iver on midos. Another issue is the lifnei iver on a mitzvah's essay or only on a lav, but he can see lifnei iver even on an essay. weiter in the parasha state, the Mishnah says one of the kinyonim of Memches Kinyoni Torah is Oyev Esat Teichochos, Teichochos Lashon Rabim. To give Teichocha and also to know how to accept Teichocha. Also, there's a verse from the Saba Mikelm, Teichiach, Teichiach, Afilu Mea Pa'omim. Rabbis of Teichocha, how can you have Teichocha 100 times? Because you're supposed to do Teichocha in a very subtle way. You don't go right away, crash on the guy and give him a whole 40-minute Musa Shmuz, because if you're doing that, you don't do that 100 times. Pshat is a little, a remez, a little bit of an akuda to bring him in, to be ma'oira, to be ma'roimim. That could be, in stages, it could even be 100 times. So I heard a very interesting story with the Saba Mislobotka. There's a Maisa in Slobotka. The Hanhoka was that Chamishi was not a Mechubed Aliyah, the Yechoshev and Goliath got other Aliyahs. Someone less Choshev, a Bach or something, got Chamishi. So one time, a Choshev and Gaman on Shabbos, he got Chamishi. And after the davening, he went over to the Saba. Everything was Mechushbin, Slobotka. He went over to the Saba and he asked him, Chamishi. So the Saba told him, Saba Mislobotka, Miskabed Bekloin Chaveiroi. And you're holding that Shail of COVID. What did he mean? He meant that 5 years ago, this young man who was a young bacher at that time, it was a Shabbos, and a different young man came into the yeshiva on Shabbos, confused, he was an Eloi, and it was tefillin. And the Saba right away told the bacher, go quickly tell him, Shabbos, put his tefillin away. And he said, the Saba said, you didn't run fast enough. You wanted him to be for 2 seconds there, to be for a blunget. The Olam should have the Miskabed Bekloin Chaveiroi. He gave him the Teichacha, but he waited, you know, an Edel and a he waited 5 years. He waited 5 years. I heard Mavel de Gazach, I heard over from Nissen Kaplan Shlita. He said over on this story, he said there's another story with Chamishi in Slabotka. He said one time Rabbi Isaac Sher was the son-in-law of the Saba. Rabbi Isaac Sher, the son-in-law of the Saba in Slabotka. He got Chamishi. So after davening, the Saba went over to him and says, oh, you're measured up for Chamishi. So the Rabbi Isaac Sher, he said, no, it was a mistake. The Gabi really was supposed to give me Shishi. There was a confusion. So the Saba looks at him and says, ah, so not the Gabbai gave you Chamishi, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave you Chamishi. Oh, you measured up for Chamishi. So he said, he made a tzushto. We're holding now in the matzav of the corona. You know, we had that in Russia they closed Volozhin and the Yevonim closed about the Knesset, about the Midrashas. But over here we're in a tunkel azach. I'm not saying a taich, but the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the one that closed our Bis Medrash. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam alone. We have to know what this means, what we're supposed to do. It's a starker their hair. Toicheach, toicheach es amisecha, v'loisisa olav cheit, the Bnei Yisoscha brings from the Baal Shem Tov that there's no such thing that if a person sees someone doing an aver, it has to be that he has a shaychis to it, a negiyas to it. The person that sees a davar ra, a bitzu of a davar ra, it must be, it's not umzist. It's v'loisisa olav cheit. Don't just blame the guy who you see doing a ramp in Chil Shabbos. There must be that you did something also. V'loisisa olav cheit. If you see something ra, it must be, there must be epis a nekuda. The pasuk says a mishlei al toichach leitz pen yisno echo hichech lechokim viyaveka. So the shlach kodesh says al toichach leitz doesn't just mean don't give teichacha to a leitz. It's when you're giving teichacha, let it be to a leitz. But when you give teichacha, don't give the teichacha and say leitz. You're a leitz. Pen yisno echo. That's not the way to do it. Not with negative. Hichech be mychiachim chacham. You're the chacham of a person. How does it pass for you to do that? Viyaveka. Al toichach leitz. Don't let the teichacha be stam. You're a leitz. So Yadua, the Goyin, requested from the Dubna Magid to give him Teichacha. So the Dubna Magid told him, he says, you think it's a kunz? You sit in the room here 22 hours, because you don't see anything. You learn even during the daytime by light of a candle. You think that's a kunz? Go be mitmodeid in the real world. So there's two nischais to the story. Either the Goyin cried or the Goyin said, who says you have to make a kunz? Who says you have to make a kunz? You know. B'yohav to l'reicha kamoicha. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Taflamin Aleph, the famous Gemara about the two the different Gerim that came, first the Shammai, then the Hill, and the Ger asks, teach me Tola Torah Kula when I'm on one foot. So he said, Shammai was Doichim, but Hillel said, the Aloch Sani Lachavrach Leisavid, we call it Torah Kula. Ve'idach Perusha Zil Gemara. Kepshuti was telling him, V'haftal Reicha Kamoicha, the Aloch Sani Lachavrach Leisavid. And the Pella is, Rashi asked the Kasha, why is that called Torah Kula? That's only been Adam Lachaveiroi. Where's the remez bichlal for ben adam l'makoy? So Rashi says a pshat re'acha doesn't just mean re'acha, but haftal re'acha doesn't just mean your friend. It means Hashem. He brings the pasuk in Mishlei re'acha v're'a avicha al tazif. So the aloch son of the chaver le'savet also means not to do keg in the bashefer. Rashi says another pshat of Modna Rashi. Lashon Acher Chaver Chamamish. It means Lasani L'Chavruch. I say, why is that called Terukula? Kigoyin Gzela, Gneva, Niuf, V'Roiv Mitzvahs. Well, why is it Roiv Mitzvahs? Roiv Mitzvahs is not Chaveroi. Tzitzis and Shabbos and Kashrus and Tefillin and Nida, but that would mean him. Why is it Roiv Mitzvahs? Apella. The Oilam Mutz is on this Rashi. Maisa Lulu the Rashi. There's another pshat. This Chassidus Shvam. It says the way to read it, the words of Hillel was. The aloch soni lechavroch, something that is hateful to your chibur, to Hashem. Lechavroch means your connection to the Rabbanu Shlom. Something that is negative to your connection, lo yisavit, don't do it. That's called a Torah kula. Don't do something that's negative and negates your connection, lechavroch, your connection to the Rabbanu Shlom. That's what it means, the aloch soni lechavroch lo yisavit. That's another interesting pshat in that Gemara. You have the Hemshech in the Parsha. You have Orla. So it's an interesting Shaila. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Birchas Ilonis and Simon Reish Chavov, he has a Shaila. Can you make Birchas Ilonis and Chaydish Nis? And he's supposed to make Birchas Ilonis. Can you make Birchas Ilonis on Atzei Orla? Maybe you're not able to make a bracha of Birchas Ilonis only in a tree that you're able to eat the fruits from. So he's Mesupik. He says, Safik Arla B'chutz La'aretz is Lakula Shai. Safik Rabbi Kivega. So what you do, there's a story from the Chabina Rebbe, the Doiviv Meisharim. The Doiviv Meisharim writes in Shuvah, he says he has a raya from a Gemara, but later on in his life he said he has a peli. He says, Rabbi Kivega is Mesupik. How could he hold that he, when his Anovi, he said, how could I hold that I have a raya from a Gemara? He brought the raya, but he said, but Rabbi Kivega doesn't bring it. He was in the spell. But the Gemara says in Baba Kamad of Samach Tes, the Gemara says that people have to make a tzion in their sodeh to make sure to see if there are certain isurim, if it's klayakarim, if there's a kever, and you put different colors of sid and different things, charsis, to show that there's atzomis, that there's a kever. So the Gemara says for early you don't have to put a simen. The Gemara says because manushach, the owner of the field knows that it's arla. Elama, you worried a ganav is going to come and steal fruits. And maybe he'll be nichshel in Arla. Zok the Gemara, haliteu l'roshav v'yomis. What do we care? The guy's a ganif. Let him be nichshel in Arla. So the Gemara says, so why do you have to put a simen that it's Arla? The Gemara says it's only in the year of Shemitah. In the year of Shemitah, when things are hefker, you have to let people know, yeah, but it's Arla. Frek, the Chibin Rebbe, he says, 1 second. You know why? Why doesn't the Gemara say that the reason you have to put a simen on your field that this fruit is Arla? Because someone who's not a ganif, but he's walking by, and he is going to want to make Birchas Ilonis, he's not going to be aware that it's an Arla tree. You have to let him know that it's an Arla tree not to make Birchas Ilonis. That's what you have to bavar. Elamai, it's Acharat Rabbi Kivega Shaila. You can make Birchas Ilonis even when it's Arla. That's why the Gemara didn't say it. Rabbi Shaita, I wanted to say, maybe the Chilak is, what was the Gemara's teretz? That it was in the year of Shemitah. Shemitah is once out of every 7 years. Birchas Ilonis is only in Chodesh Nisan, it's once out of 12. So maybe Taka, that would have been a good teretz. Now the Gemara had gezakt, an under a teretz. The Gemara Gezakt and under a teretz. Achrei Mois Kedoshim Emor. We have part of the process of the days of Sfiras HaOmer. This is a very historic time of Sfiras HaOmer. We know that in Sfiras HaOmer, the pasuk says, the Sfarim says, goes on in Moshcheini. Acharecha Narutza Haviani Amelech Adorov. Moshcheini is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moshechos Mishchu Kulechem Tzoyin. But that wasn't enough. We have to fight weiter. Acharecha Narutza. And then we should be Zoychet Haviani Amelech Adorov. This is a very historical time where the whole world is in an unclarity. But one thing is Barer. One thing is Barer. We're holding in this process of Sfiras HaOmer. It should be Moshcheini. Acharecha Narutza Aviani Amelech Adorov. We should be zeichet to Kirvas Hashem and to Kabbalas HaTorah, Be'ezer Hashem, Kol Echad VeEchad, and as a klal.